Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in, where are we?
We're in beautiful San Jose, California.
Ah, beautiful San Jose. It's Sunday, November 20th, Two Oceans 11, and my guest, of course, you just heard, is Graham Elwood. We're doing a 420 matinee at the San Jose Improv today. And last night, we saw the best UFC fights ever. Maybe?
Well, of several amazing fights, and then probably one of the best fights in the history of the UFC. The Dan Henderson Shogun Hua fight, which was...
Is it Hua or Rua?
Well, it's Rua in English, but the R in Portuguese is pronounced with an H, and Shogun is a Brazilian. So it's Hua.
That guy's, it was crazy how much abuse he took and then still managed, went all five rounds.
It was crazy because he came back a little bit. You know, like, Joe Rogan brought up a great point, and if Rogan says it was one of the best fights ever, that says something because he's seen more fights than anybody. He goes, if it was in a movie, you wouldn't have believed it. You would have said, there's no way a guy could have taken that kind of a pounding and then come back. Like, no, it was, Henderson a couple times knocked Shogun down to where he looked like his body went limp. And I thought the ref was going to, then I think it was like the second round, I thought the ref was going to say, this is over.
Yeah.
But then in like the fourth and fifth rounds, a couple times, I thought Dan Henderson was going to lose. And it was crazy. Like, there's no, like, again, keeping it in the themes of movies, if you would have seen this fight in a movie, you would have said, it's not realistic.
Yeah, it's fake.
No man could handle the pounding. No two guys could have handled that kind of a pounding.
Yeah, they were just holding each other up some of the times. Like, it was like a very sad slow dance between two bloody men.
Oh, God. I mean, in the fifth round, Shogun spent most of it on top of Dan Henderson, pounding him, and Henderson would just kind of squirrel around and kind of block just enough to where he wouldn't get knocked out. Like, I don't understand how he... Like, Dan Henderson's 41. That's one of the best victories. I mean, I would not be surprised if you heard him say, I'm retiring. I can't handle this.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to get out after that. Oh. After that fight. You can't top it.
It was amazing. It was amazing. So I want to say again, thanks to Joe Rogan for hooking up the tickets, because that was so cool for me,
yeah,
personally.
Joe's all right. He's good stuff. The entries for Santa Size Me trailer contest keep getting better and better. So make your 2 minute or less trailer. Go look at the ones that are already there on YouTube. But, you know, if you just type in Santa Size Me, I think there's like 5 of them now. But you could post your own on YouTube, tweet me a link to it, and then I'll check it out. And the best one submitted by December 15th will win a chance to be on Doug Loves Movies if you either fly yourself to L.A. On a Tuesday when I'm taping the show, or if Doug Loves Movies happens to come to, you know, to your town or near to it. Which reminds me, I'll be taping a Doug Loves Movies at Flappers in Burbank, California, that Burbank, on Thursday, December 29th at 10 p.m. Special guests. Let's do it. It's been like a week or so since I've seen you, Graham. Have you been to the movies lately?
Yes, I have been to the movies.
What did you see?
I saw J. Edgar.
Oh, Jedgar?
Jedgar? I saw Jedgar.
That's how I'm going to ask for it if I ever see it at the box office. I'm going to say, one for Jedgar, please.
3:30 showing at Jedgar.
And they'll probably just give you the ticket.
You know, they'll give you a ticket, Doug. It was a, you know, it's Clint Eastwood is such a prolific filmmaker. Chris Mancini, my partner on Comedy Film Nerds, calls him an American Kurosawa, and I would concur with that. This movie isn't great, but even when he misses the mark, it's still interesting. I thought, you know, I like Leonardo DiCaprio a lot. I think he's a very good actor. This is slightly miscast, personally. But there's still really interesting stuff, and there's really good scenes and stuff like that, and there's all good supporting cast, and it's still, you know, like, I'll go see anything Clint Eastwood makes. You know?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. What is he, 80 now or something?
Yeah.
It's amazing that he keeps putting stuff out with such consistency. What did they announce what his next thing's going to be?
No. Well, maybe. I haven't heard it.
Anyway, the guy works like crazy, and he is trying to make interesting movies. But maybe I'll go see Jedgar with my mother on Thanksgiving, because it's not something I can. It's hard to force myself to see it once the word sort of gets out that it's a little disappointing. It starts to get, you know, and I've heard people, you know, you were very kind to it compared to some of the things I've heard. Some people just outright hated it, but. You know, they're cynical assholes, those people.
Dicks.
So, what else? Anything else? I saw Melancholia.
Oh, how was that?
It's crazy. I mean, I saw parts of it. Here's the thing. Kirsten Dunst plays a depressed woman who, you know, the world is coming to end, and she got married, and she's just like, she's just in more of a funk about the potential end of the world than other people. And so her character, there's just, you know, sections of the movie where all she wants to do is sleep. You know, she's just sleeping all the time. And they try to get her out of bed and move her around and give her a bath. And she's just all like, ugh. She's just all catatonic and sleepy. And it really inspired me to sleep. Like, it put me to sleep. And an usher had to come up to me and nudge me at one point. Like, I was probably like snoring really loudly or something. What an asshole.
So thank you, Kirsten Dunst, for helping with anyone's insomnia.
Yeah, if you have trouble sleeping, I'd say get it on video on demand, because it's one of those movies where it came out on video on demand before the very limited theatrical release. I just saw it at the New Art in L.A., and I saw the ending. I know how it ends, but now I'm sort of intrigued to try to pick up and see the parts I missed, even though I imagine they will make me sleepy all over again.
You know, several people said they liked this movie. Me personally, I don't need to watch someone being depressed.
It's work. It's a lot of work. I mean, Kirsten Dunst is really good, but it was bizarre. And then another movie that I had a hard time paying attention to and even caring about was I forced myself to sit through the new Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn, which is, you know, breaking box office records as we speak.
Sure.
And someone called @VFCinema asked me on Twitter just came out and asked me if there was any vomiting in the movie Twilight Breaking Dawn. And I'm no emetophobe, but I'm also really not into on-camera vomiting of any kind. You know, it's my least favorite part of the Jackass movies. And so I'd like to start a new segment on the show, not for emetophobes, and that's a heads up on films that feature vomiting. And this week, Twilight Breaking Dawn, turn your head away and cover your ears for a few minutes when Kristen Stewart prepares some chicken for herself. You know, that's not a big spoiler in the movie. At one point, she makes herself some chicken, and she starts to eat it, and then that'll be a good time to either leave the room for a few minutes or shut all your systems down so you don't
don't
have to deal with a young lady vomiting on camera. This has been Not for Emetophobes.
Great new segment.
It's a new segment. I'd never even heard or thought of. I knew nothing about the fact that there was emetophobia. And then that's what that means.
You should have a counter segment called Epicax and just movies that make you vomit.
Well, that's the thing, is I assume that they do some, you know, what do they call it? Not hysterical, but sympathy vomiting. You know, like some people probably vomit along with other people who are vomiting.
Sympathy vomiting.
Shall we play a game, Graham?
Oh, Doug, let's do it.
All right. I am going to get a build-a-title suggestion, or two or three, from people on Twitter live
now.
As we do this. So I'm just going to tweet. What's your Twitter? Your Twitter handle is Graham Elwood.
At Graham Elwood, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And my, of course, is at Doug Benson. And I'm going to tweet the following. I'm writing, recording a DLM... in a DLM minisode, I should say.
Minisode
in a hotel room.
Feels weird that we're not in a rental car, Doug.
This is your first hotel room episode, and I think you've been doing great.
Yeah. Thanks, pal.
You're really nailing it. I might have you back for another hotel room episode.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so I'm going to say, please suggest, I'm in a hotel room with Graham Elwood, and his fight boner. You had, like, such a fight boner yesterday. I had to, like, sit two seats over.
I know, we needed a buffer for my fight boner.
A Michael Buffer fight boner.
Let's get a bite boner.
Recording a DLM minisode in a hotel room with Graham Elwood, please suggest... a title for #BuildATitle.
BuildATitle. Going live into the Twitter universe.
Yeah.
From a hotel room in San Jose.
What else should I write? And don't be an asshole?
Yeah.
Please, no a-holes.
No.
I don't think I need to say that.
You don't need to say that, Doug.
How about, I know what I'll do. I'm going to say first three will be chosen. And we're going to play best two out of three, and we're going to play for reals.
Okay.
No long thinking, just bam, bam, bam. Whoever can link it up the quickest. And
no long thinking.
No long thought processes.
Long thinking, go away.
Yeah, and then we'll play best two out of three. And it's this way, I don't know the titles ahead of time. They're just going to pop up on my screen. And then we're going to play it. So let's see how fast people respond when I send this tweet. Sending.
Bam.
Yeah.
If no one responds, what do we do?
Just sit here. Just make a super long,
boring
Joe Rogan experience style podcast. I was on an episode of his show this week, and we sat there and talked for 3 hours, and it felt like about an hour and 20 minutes to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you talk about?
I went by really fast. Oh, we already have some answers.
All right.
We talked about just a million things. That guy can really talk about stuff. It was pretty exciting. All right. So the first one is from Mac, G-A-E-H, Mac J, and I think it's a he. He suggests Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Who?
Dirty Dancing Havana, so it needs to end in nights.
Dirty Dancing.
I mean, start with Nights or end in Dirty.
Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Yeah. What do you got?
Joe Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
All right. We will accept that. Now we need blank Joe. Blank Joe. Mighty Joe Young. Morning Joe is a TV show. Knights. Knights of Columbus. Knights. Oh, shit. Knights. I know there's got to be something with the...
Oh, this is long thinking.
Can't do Nights and Day. Can't do Nights and Day. Knights of Passion. Knights. Okay, I lose. Did you think of a Knights?
Knights of Rodanthe.
Rodanthe.
Rodanthe, right?
Rodantha.
Rodanthe.
Then you could just go Rodanthe Godfather or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. You could do that.
All right, so Graham gets the first point.
Boom!
Plus one for Graham. Let's go to Twitter and see what the next one is. Well, someone named Steve Braband. Steve Braband?
Oh, all right, Steve.
he suggested... Wow, we got a lot of them now. I got to scroll back down to Steve Broadband.
Scroll it.
Steve Broadband suggests Snatch, which either he doesn't understand how the game works, or he's being a dick by saying Snatch.
Snatch.
So that doesn't count.
Yeah, suck it, Steve Broadband.
So you're out, Broadband.
You're now. We just sent you back to dial-up. Hello, boom.
Liz the Canadian.
Liz
suggests Office Space.
Hello.
Office Space.
Okay.
So you go first, Graham.
Office Space Balls.
Okay, I'm going to go Face Off.
Oh, nice.
Space Balls.
All's Fair in Love and War.
Ugh! What is that?
A thing?
No, you didn't. Did you really already go to one that's not really a movie?
That's a movie, All's Fair in Love and War.
What kind of movie?
Thought it was Jill Claiborne was in it.
Who? Jill Claiborne? That's not even a person. There's Jill Clayburgh. I gotta go to the computer. IMDb.com.
Oh, bang, bang, boom.
All's Fair in Love and War. There's no way that's a movie. Think of another...
Okay. So it's...
Look it up. It gives you a little bit of time.
So the first word is, so it's...
Ha! There's a movie called All's Fair in Love, but I'm sure you're not actually aware of it.
It came out in the 70s.
No, a more recent movie called All's Fair in Love, starring Christina Ricci and Owen Benjamin. And it took place Renaissance fair.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But you can't use that because you didn't know about it. So All's Fair in Love and War is what you're claiming is a movie?
Yeah.
Let's see. There was something from 1908. I'm sure that's what you're thinking. Or 1911.
Yeah, the 11 one.
Those were big. And then 1997 is something with... Yeah, I don't know. A drama thriller that looks like it's like went straight to video or something. So that doesn't count. What's your next guess?
All right, so the guess is, what's the title? Where are we at? It's
Face Office Space Balls.
So
ends in face, or...
Oh, Balls of Fury.
Yeah. All right, so Balls of Fury... And I'm going to go, so I'm going to add Face Office Space Balls of Fury Guarding Henry.
Oh.
Yeah. So now you need Henry or another Re. or something that ends in face.
Re, let's see. Oh, fuck. Face.
No long thinking.
No long thinking.
Long thinking is out. Holy shit, I got a lot of suggestions for titles.
People went crazy.
It's nuts. It's really funny how many I got. What do you got? Ends in face.
Or re.
Begins in Henry.
Henry. Oh, Henry the Eighth.
I'm sure that was probably a movie, but you couldn't name who was in it.
Oh, no. Yes, I could. It was Henry the Eighth was with Anthony Hopkins.
And it was just called Henry the Eighth, straight up.
Yep.
All right, let me look real quick. Because I would have gone Henry Portrait or a Serial Killer.
Which is what I was going to say next if this didn't come up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Henry the Eighth. Henry the Eighth, I am. All right, the eighth. Henry Fifth.
Yeah, Henry the Fifth, that's what it was.
Private Lives of Henry the Eighth from 1933. They got no Henry the Eighth in here.
Oh, then Henry Portrait, the Serial Killer. No, literally, I had that one.
All right, Henry Portrait of a Serial Killers.
Oh, the Zoe Saldana movie?
No, Ashton Kutcher and Katherine Heigl, Killers.
Oh, right.
Okay, Face Off of Space Balls of Fury regarding Henry Portrait of a Serial Killers.
So Face or Killers?
Yeah, good luck. You've been avoiding Face this entire time.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Blank Face.
Blank Face. Big Face. Oh, Scarface!
Scarface!
Say hello to my little builder title.
God damn you. Straight to hell. Scarface, Office Space, Balls of Fury regarding Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killers. Scar. Madagascar!
Oh, you son of a bitch! God damn it!
Or as I like to call it, Mad-Ass Gascar.
Madagascar.
Face Off of Space Balls of Fury guarding Henry, Portrait of Serial Killers. So you got something that ends in mad?
Big mad. Mad. Oh, you made me mad. I'm so mad. Don't be mad.
Don't
be mad.
I think we might have a stopper. What do you think Don't Be Mad is?
Oh, sounds like a movie from the 80s. Or Killers. Wait, no, what's the end of it?
Killers, yeah, so that's a hard one, because I don't think any movies begin with killers, you know, like, there's killer clowns from outer space,
yeah.
But Killers is a tough one, and then so I think ending in mad is, you got more, I don't know, what ends in mad?
There's so many, mad is in a lot of titles, the Mad World, Mad Max,
But ending in mad is...
Mad Men.
Unlikely.
I
think you're done.
No!
I think you're finished.
You're fuck you. That's what it is.
No long thinking.
Lures, killers. Kill...
We got a tie game. One point apiece.
Fuck.
Next up, from Descenzo.
Descenzo!
D-A-S-C-N-Z-O. Suggests Little Women. So ends in little, begins in women. I think we've played this one before. But
feels like
we'll
we
see how it plays out. Women, little, go. Or should I go first since I won that last
one? You start.
Okay, so I'll go. Men. Little Women at Work.
Little Men at Work. Little Men at Working Girl.
Ooh, nice. Working Girl. Little Women at Working Girl. I will go Girl Interrupted. So we've got Little Women at Working Girl Interrupted.
T-
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy movie?
The Ted Bundy movie.
I think the only thing they ever made about Ted Bundy was a TV movie with Mark Harmon.
Yeah, which was great.
So you got something that ends in little?
Ends in little. She's so little.
That is not true. But you're the leading player in terms of just making up phrases and thinking it might be a movie. All right, time is running out.
All right.
What ends in little?
Big Trouble in Little China, Interrupted.
Ending in little. Don't disappoint.
Teddy Bears.
DiCenzo. Teddy Bears that ruled the world.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt Bears.
Teddy. The Teddy Roosevelt story.
Anything that ends in little?
Hot little. Big little. Small little. Johnny little.
5 seconds.
Little.
Four. Three.
Stuart Little! Boom!
You motherfucker!
Oh, suck it! Suck it!
It was right there for the taking. Stuart Little women. At Working Girl. Interrupted. Interrupt Educating Rita.
Oh, God damn it. What a cocksucker.
So now you need something that ends
motherfucker.
Ends in Stuart or begins with
two
Rita.
Fucking stupid names.
So Stu is what you need at the end of something. And we've been through this before. Stuart Little's come up before, and I forget what the ultimate solution was something stew. There's no movie that ends in S-T-E-W, stew, I don't think. Been through this before, so listeners are probably already know an answer. But I know what's going to happen. Badger Dave suggested something. Minor Mike Minor. Shanna Lynn. Matapodaka.
Talladega Nights. Boo-boo!
Talladega Nights. You son of a bitch.
I will not go gently into this dark night, Doug.
I won't either, because I'm going to go Talladega Nights of Rodanthe.
No, you cocksucker! All right, well, then there it is, Rudan, the Godfather.
You can't start with the. I was joking earlier.
Oh, your fuck mouth.
Yeah. And it's pronounced Rodanthe.
Rodanthe.
So, thee. Thee. You could go something with that, with a thee sound. Thee.
Rodanthe.
Like theory, if there's a movie that started with theory.
Theory.
Theorem.
Theory. Rodanthe. Theme.
Angry Sloth suggested a title. Drew Turner 4. Podcaster Ryan. Those are the first ones. And let me see how many more there are. There's about 10, 20. They just keep coming. I gotta send a tweet saying we've got enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your trouble. You lunatics. Holy shit, there's a bunch of them. Very nice, Twitter.
Thank you, Twitter.
Twitter folks. I thought Sundays would be kind of slower on Twitter and that we wouldn't get a bunch of... next Saturday and Sunday, Doug Loves Movies tapings at Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. 4:20 each day, 4 different guests each day. Also, you, listeners, can play Build-A-Title against this brilliant Build-A-Title player, Graham Elwood, on December 12th at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale, December 13th at Palm Beach Improv, West Palm Beach Improv, and on Monday, December 26th at the Irvine Improv. All my tour dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Any plugs for you, Graham?
Tour dates and everything else are at grahamelwood.com. My Twitter handle at grahamelwood. It's all at grahamelwood.com. Download my feature film, Afghanistan, a documentary about me going telling jokes for the troops in a war zone. It's a pay what you think is fair download.
Got anything that ends in Stuart or begins with
Rodan? The Medea goes to jail.
The Medea goes to jail.
Rodan. The Medea goes to jail.
The Medea.
Rodan. Medea goes to jail. Is that works, right?
Nope.
Nope.
So I win.
No.
I win the first. I win the first.
No.
Speed build a title.
Theme of my life. Theme song for love. Theme. Theory of
title suggested by people on Twitter. That was fun. Thank you for handing me an easy victory, Twitter people. And as always, Medea goes to jail is a shithead.
Knights of Rodanti's a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.